Hey, what's the best part about being in your family?
Probably being related to me.
It just that covers it all. That's the golden ticket. Like,
I mean, I would think so. Like, let me think. Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. I have a thing where, like, I even ask friends of mine. Like, I'll build it up real serious. Like, you know, I'm gonna ask you something personal. Like, feel free to not answer it, and feel free not to answer immediately. You know, but like. For a person like you, you know, like an average, like a regular person, you know?
Right, right.
What's it like to, like, know me, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not asking you right now.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, yeah. I would ask people that. I think what the funnest part about being in my family, for me and other members, is just how fucking different we are, you know?
Yeah.
That way.
I think we're in the same boat where the best thing and the worst thing about being in the family is us.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. The bonus is you get to know me. The bad side is you get to know me.
You have to know me.
Social Nuisance Podcast.
Oh, shit. Okay, bitches. You guys are going to be my...
Podcast. How you guys doing?
Welcome to Pound Town. Yeah, awesome.
Hello and welcome to the Social Nuisance Podcast, your weekly discussion of all things requiring further insight, opinions, questions, and otherwise kick-in-your-face perspectives for the betterment of humanity. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to help Pound Town grow. Get in on the conversations by liking our Facebook page and following us on Instagram at Social Nuisance Podcast. And if you really support all that we do, drop a dollar in our Venmo at Social Nuisance. My name's Imagine, and joining me as always, a man who has dual residency in California and specific Las Vegas hotels, Motion.
That's right. Doing? Hell yeah.
Yeah, specific Las Vegas hotels. Not all of Las Vegas, not Nevada, but just particular hotels.
Yeah, they call me Bobby Chaos down there.
I feel like that name was earned.
They call me Bobby Makes Situations.
Or Fix Situations when you encounter racism.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, so, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, the most recent expedition to Vegas, we actually got in with a new casino host at a casino that it's an old casino, but a place that we love, and so we're like in like gin now, dude. You know, it's dope when the person who runs the entire place knows Bailey by name.
Okay, so here's the question for someone who wants to aspire to such life goals.
Uh-huh.
Where do you start? How do you even get in the door with getting to know the main man?
So, the best way to start is, it's similar to my strip club approach, okay? You got, like, the Bellagio, and that's cool. That's all and well. That's fun. But that's not what we're here for.
Okay.
You know the bitch in the corner with no attention, crooked teeth?
Yeah.
At a strip club?
Yeah, I've seen her. She's approached me for a lap dance.
Exactly. So, a lap dance at the Bellagio is $40. That's the Bellagio. That other bitch, she'll suck your dick through your nuts for $12. Start there. So don't go to the Bellagios of Las Vegas if you're looking for a come up. So, and then the best thing to do is go straight to that player's desk card. Get the player's card. And then just float. Make sure all your information's current, up to date. Float a couple 20s and slot machines. Use it. That's the best way to go. But
they notice you in the system.
Exactly, dude. Ah. And then play and chat it up. Make sure people like you. Get to know the decision makers, not, you know, the cocktail waitress. A lot of people get distracted easily.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense. I'm taking notes. That sounds like something to celebrate. Is that what you're celebrating? Is your ascending of the Las Vegas hotel scene?
Or
what else do you have to celebrate?
I didn't, I don't think I had a specific something to celebrate. I remembered something earlier, but then I'm back in the Elko. I'm mobbing every day in the Elko. So,
the El Camino's back.
Yeah, but it might catch fire soon because it has a lot of fumes.
Well, at least it's on the road, you know.
Yeah.
Something else. You're wearing a mask for two reasons now.
Yeah, dude, I might be hitting you guys up for roadside assistance here pretty soon. So some guy offered to buy it, and I told him a high number just on purpose.
Yeah.
And then the next day I Googled it. So mine, the model that I have, they only made 1,000 of, and that motherfucker's worth like $15,000.
Nice.
So I better hurry up and sell it before it catches fire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're probably not worth $15,000 anymore.
No, yeah.
Okay, well, that's something to celebrate, being in the El Camino.
What about you, brother? You got something to celebrate?
Yeah, I bought my son a slide.
What?
Yeah, man. So we moved in to our new spot in Corona.
Uh-huh.
And because of the playgrounds, because all the playgrounds are closed, my son wants to play on slides. Like, I mean, he has one at my grandmother's house, my mom's house. There's just access to a slide wherever he goes, except at home. So I've been just fucking, it's been killing me, because he wants a slide so bad. He'll try to slide out of his stroller. He'll try to slide out of his high chair. Like, the dude wants to slide in life. That's just what he wants to do right now. He wants to just slide. And I'm just like, fuck, man, I got to buy this kid a slide. But I'm trying to like cruise around OfferUp, find a good one for a good price. Couldn't really find one. And I finally got one. Not the one I wanted, but fuck, man. I paid a little extra more than I wanted to. But ultimately, my boy has a slide. And now he gets a slide whenever the hell he wants outside.
Dude, that is most definitely something to celebrate. Definitely. I love the idea of little man like just approaching everything with like, how much slide do this bitch? Like, you put him in the stroller, he's like, starts doing you put him in a high chair, he's like, this one's not that safe. Put him in the shopping cart, he's like, maybe I can work it this way. But all his approaches are like, dad, love him. Mom, love you. How am I going to slide through this?
That's pretty much what his strategy is each time. Yeah, he's in a chair, and he just wants to like shimmy his way down until he can play into like a slide position.
That's super dope, dude. How legit is the slide? Is it one of those cute little like 18-inch ones to just go up 3 feet?
Yeah, no, it's like a couple inches off the ground. Yeah, yeah.
You remember those life destroyers when we were growing up that were shaped like a rocket? They had like the metal cage.
Yeah, yeah.
You found your way up the third fucking steaming piece of steel.
Yeah, all the slides from our childhood either burned you or shocked you.
Yeah.
You would go down like the play place slide at McDonald's, but by the time you got down, like you had like one of those electric shock froze in your hair.
Yep.
Or if you went to the local playground, they had that metal slide that was hot as the sun, and you had to wait the appropriate time of day to go down that slide, otherwise you're going to die. Or leave some skin on.
Yeah, and then they replaced the sand with like wood chips. So yeah, it was like, slide right into an ass full of splinters, kid. That, by the way, is a great band. I got tickets to see them down at the Troub. Ass full of splinters.
Ass full of splinters. Sounds like it's like a metal band.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Or imagine if it was like a euphoric all wooden flute and like, what are the little wooden drums? Boom, 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 boom. You missed my hand motion because the djembas?
Oh, the congos?
Congo, yeah, yeah, yeah. All that, like, imagine.
Yeah,
bongos, you know, okay. The first time Natalie bought me tickets to go see Atmosphere, she thought it was going to be like a house DJ type thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then when Slug hit the stage, she was like, what the fuck is this? I was like, it's fucking Atmosphere.
Welcome. Yeah, man, so that's what I'm celebrating. But I'm not celebrating as hard as most other protesters are out there celebrating when they bring down these statues. Have you been seeing this shit?
Yeah,
statues,
man,
are coming down left and right, dude, and it's wild, and it's getting crazy. It's getting crazy. Those statues are being torn down of anyone who had some type of questionable history as like a slave owner or rapist or colonizer, all kinds of shit. Then you have like the Mississippi state flag. They removed the Confederate flag.
Yeah.
So you see a lot of things starting to change now, and I feel like, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement just slammed from 0 to 100 within a month, and you see all this change going on, and I feel pretty good about it. How about you?
I heard the Washington Redskins are thinking about changing their name to maybe the DC Redskins, so that's progress.
It's progress.
You know? Yes. No, actually, I have written in here to make a little joke about, I think I see bits and crunches of a statue behind you in your room. I know the listeners can't see it, but I'm seeing bits and crumbles of, who was that there that you took down? Mr. Toad at Disneyland? Remember his statue?
Yeah, yeah.
He's fucking nuts, little green guy. No, I love the momentum and the change. I'm telling you, it was something universal clicked for all of us about watching that cop execute George Floyd, man. That crosses political bias, that crosses racial inequality. Like, that's touching. We watched that man slowly tear that dude apart for 12 minutes.
Yeah.
And now, like, that opened up, opened up people's third eye for things that they didn't want to see. You know, like, they didn't want to see the racism behind the statue that's been in their town since they grew up, since their parents grew up. And actually not much before that. A lot of those statues went up in the 50s. You know what I mean? They might be yeah. Confederate statues, but they're not there from the fucking... Imagine the Confederacy was losing the war and then taking time to make statues. How fucking retarded would that be?
Let's get these statues up before we completely lose.
We're doing this destruction of idols, not just across history, but even like current. We kind of got to make rules. We got to set rules, you know? Look, Jimmy Fallon's not the enemy. You know what I mean?
yeah. They took him down for blackface. They took down Jimmy Kimmel for blackface.
What about the girl that does the voice in Big... Yeah, all the Simpsons cast. They're not the enemies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we gotta set up... Because, like, okay, so I was reading today about General Sherman from the Union that helped destroy the Confederacy.
Yeah.
He's got statues up. Terrible dude. Bad guy. Helped destroy the Confederacy.
Yeah, I think it really calls into question just who we put on pedestals in the first place. I mean, do we really need to idolize people? I mean, everyone has, you know, skeleton in the closet. No one's perfect. And not to say that, you know, we should be not removing these statues of slave owners and rapists and colonizers and so on and so forth. But I think just putting people on a pedestal is dangerous enough. I mean, you look at like George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, you know, the concepts that they had to bring about America as it is, you know, the great experiment as it was. I mean, that's definitely great. You know, that's good work. But, you know, you can't leave out the fact that they were bad dudes in many aspects. And to just idolize them and put them on, you know, on currency, on U.S. currency, or give them a statue and just ignore the atrocities that they performed, it's dangerous. You can't whitewash history like that, because it really gives you a false sense of identity.
And it is important to celebrate warriors. You know, there is still a world out there not quite safe. And it is important to have those men with the correct moral compass, but the ability to you know, you hope that they morph, not that that's their daily life. But we need warriors, and you're not always going to get them with a clean record. You know what I mean? It's important to, you know, I laugh whenever we see the, like, why don't presidents fight the war type thing.
Yeah.
You ready to learn Russian? Because that dude will fuck up probably every international leader there is. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, it's George Washington was an incredible human being who accomplished great things. And yeah, fucking slave owner. Terrible, you know? But we shouldn't be removing George Washington's. It's important that people see that and aspire to the great parts about him. And I think what a lot of the problem was is that we act like the bad didn't exist. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then that's disrespectful. We need to teach the person in their entirety. And also, it's probably going to make, I mean, not slave ownership, but when you teach fallacies, it makes them more relatable. And it might be that, like, hey, one day I really could lead this country into greatness, as opposed to like a ninth grader, like, well, I already got fucking busted smoking weed, so why try? You know, this person was perfect.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's is what the direction that we should go in, and acknowledging that we had great leaders, but they did have skeletons in the closet. They had things that we should not be proud of and should be discussing. But as far as, like, you know, statues and the Redskins, they're looking at changing their name, stuff like that. It's the little things, the little details that kind of haunt you, that make you feel a little bit lesser.
Like the Chicago Blackhawks came out with a statement that they feel like they represent a part of their culture, their history there in Chicago. Great. And they work with the Blackhawks, the actual tribe, and donate and help build. So they're like, we're not changing our name. And these are the reasons why. The Redskins, I feel like if people just knew where the name came from, it's an homage. You know, I don't know if you know the story that Harvard had like the all-star football team, and they decided to make a fake football team of Native Americans, and they called them the Redskins, and the Native Americans won.
Yeah, I know. We've covered this story before.
That's a shout out to that.
And I agree that the homage could be there, but if you're not doing it right, though,
yeah,
then and again, like you said with the Blackhawks, if they are continuing to nurture that relationship with them, that's something else. You're representing the community, and you're inspired by.
Yeah,
but I think the Redskins. I mean, even the name Redskins. I mean, that's just fucked up. I mean, while it's an homage, it's an homage to they're fucking with them.
Yeah,
well, it wasn't a complimentary thing at the time.
Yeah, they didn't give them the names. They didn't name themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you are kind of it is double talk. I just think it's a neat story.
I know it's a great story. And I think that is what should be contributed towards the conversation. And again, it just needs a national dialogue of what the hell we're doing and why we're doing these things. You know, like the Confederate flag, all those examples of it coming down with like NASCAR, the Mississippi State flag. I'm all for it, man. I mean, the Confederacy, they were not America. They were anti-America.
And that actually, same thing with anything else in life. Education would help people make the right decision. That battle flag that we know isn't the actual Confederate flag.
Go on.
The actual Confederate flag is completely different. If you got a computer in front of you and you're listening to us, Google, like, I don't know what the term would be, but actual Confederate flag, because that flag that you see is a battle flag. And I believe it was a battle flag of Lee. Lee was the Confederate general, correct?
Yes.
So I believe that was his actual battle flag for his portion of the army, because they all had their own flags to represent who was coming across the hill.
Gotcha.
But the actual Confederate flag is completely different. I'm going to pull it up on mine real quick.
Well, either way, whatever flag it actually looks like, yeah, I see it right here. It's actually just the circle with stripes.
Wait, that looks like the 13 colonies flag.
But the fact of the matter is that the flag of the Confederacy is the losing side. It's a single red stripe. It's a single white stripe with two red stripes on top of each other, right? So red, white, red. And then you have the blue square in the upper left corner with the circle of stars.
Yeah. So and also the celebration of the Confederate flag, like, that's relatively new. I don't think the South was using that in the 20s. I think they were straight, KKK and shit. And as time went on and they had to, rid old costumes, so to speak, that kind of came back. Same thing with those statues. If you could educate the people who are defending those statues that, like, hey, dude, that statue's only been there 60, 70 years. Because I think a lot of them honestly believe that that's some historical marker. And it's fucking not.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why it should be analyzed and reassessed and decided, this should not be here. But ultimately, I'm all for the removing of the monuments.
I am too.
Especially if they have no place in history, if they're not contributing towards the prosperity of the country, the dialogue of such, got to get rid of it. I'm okay with that.
Absolutely. Now,
that conversation then extends onto the national anthem. Have you heard about that too, as well?
I know about the national anthem. I've known about the national anthem for a long time. A friend of mine who was woke before woke was woke.
Oh, wow. He must have been like really in a deep sleep.
No. He was woke before woke was woke. Like, before woke was a thing.
So he was an insomniac.
Yeah, dude. Like, I don't think he slept in decades.
gotcha. Okay. Yeah, the national anthem, for those who don't know, the first part of the song is what is sung during, like, sporting events and, Olympics, blah, blah, blah.
But it's the part you know.
Yeah, the part that you all know. But there is more to the song, and there is an extension of the song that is very racist.
Yep.
It is not friendly to our African-American brothers and sisters at all. So they're discussing, should we just remove the national anthem because it's all bad and come up with something new? Francis Scott Key, the guy who wrote the national anthem, one of his descendants was like, yeah, I'm cool with that.
That's funny to me that they even fucking asked him.
Yeah.
Also, fuck that guy. a descendant of Francis Scott Key just for no reason.
Just okay.
I don't know, like, okay, I'm against doing something new because 99% of shit sucks, especially if it gets celebrated on a national level. And then they're going to do this super pandering thing where they're going to make, like, they're going to hire, like, the most celebrated, you know, fit the description archetype to rewrite it, as opposed to taking what's actually best, because it's such a political move now. I think what we need to do is leave what we have, and again, teach that there is a second verse, that this was a part of our history, and we don't use this part because we've moved on from it. You know, and like, just really educate. That shouldn't be a fucking, we got to stop. The internet is real now. We got to stop having secrets. Yeah. You know what I mean? We can learn whatever the fuck we want to learn at the drop of a dime. And how fucking alienated does someone feel when they make it to 30 years old and find out that their national anthem that they've had relatives fight for, that they've gone on front lines for, that they've worked for, paid taxes for, has a second verse that says, this song isn't about you.
Yeah.
That's fucked. You know, we need to say, like, hey, dude, this is where we chop it, because that first verse does describe what, you know, our momentum. And here's the rest of what this asshole wrote that we don't agree, we don't celebrate, we don't use. But so you know that it's there. And this was a time where this is what was real.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be I think I'm going to agree with you on that. I like the national anthem for what it was. It's a beautiful song. I feel like it captures that resilience and spirit of the country. So I enjoy the national anthem for what it is. And now, like you said, our America overall has a very checkered past in all aspects of its development. There's not one portion of our past that is spot free. There's a lot of blood on our hands as a country. And I think you can't just go back and say, look, we're just going to redo it. Clearly, we are not who we were in 1776, clearly. But that's not to say that what they did, the ideas that they had, were all bad. You got to take the bad with the good with the bad. And you had to just learn from it. And I think that if we just start from scratch, you're just going to, throw away some of its history.
Well, and also, I know there's bad qualities about us in the past. And I'm not, like, make America great again. But I think there's a part where we are politically right now that we're at a very low level. And if there's anyone who thinks that they're going to, qualify better, or set in motion something that is going to be better than what Francis Scott Key did that first verse.
Yeah.
It's going to be rigged with, political bullshit of bureaucracy.
What if you just kept the melody and just Weird Al the song and just write all new lyrics?
First of all, I almost said something really fucked up. I caught myself mid-minute. So now that I thought about what I said, I don't even have a first of all. How about that? what are we supposed to do? Dude, we can't make it a joke because it's going to be too funny for me. I'll shit myself when we win a gold at the Olympics and Weird Al is singing our fucking national anthem.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
we're not Weird Al specifically, but I think just the idea of just keeping the song exactly as it is, just changed lyrics.
You can't do it, dude. What do you? Yeah. I mean, what do you?
Well, yeah, the same boat. I couldn't do it either.
Oh, and check this out. So whatever you write, if you ignore the negative aspects, you're just redoing what we did. So now our national anthem is going to be filled with, like, the Chinese built the railroads. We capitalized on slavery. Like, what kind of fucking? You know what I mean? Like, when keeping it real goes wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Keeping it real goes wrong because you're trying to keep it real. Yeah, you're trying to acknowledge our past. But you can't wishy-washy it, but you can't also say, like, oh, America, we're all bastards,
That first verse is pretty ambiguous to the point where most people didn't know about the second verse.
I didn't know about the second verse until damn near my mid-20s.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
And do you remember, like, learning the second verse?
In, like, school? No.
No, but do you remember, like, when you encountered, you were like, this, like, that... like, I remember my temperature changed.
You know what I mean? I was told about it, and I went and I Googled it, and I was like, holy shit, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, right? That's what I meant. Like, it was like someone told me my dog died. I was like, what? I've been singing this my whole life?
Yeah, I did kind of feel like that.
Quick question. Did you watch Ozarks?
I do not. I've heard much about it.
Okay. Well, if for anyone who is watching, make sure you're not masturbating at the end of the third season, because the cliffhanger will it'll break your dick.
You should never have a cliffhanger when you're masturbating.
Yeah.
Just in general.
Unless you're into masturbating to cliffhangers.
That's cool.
That makes my palm sweat. Maybe that'll help. Maybe I'll try jacking off to some people climbing rocks.
Well, we're not going to change the anthem. One thing I do want to re-examine with the anthem is how it's played before sporting events. So a lot of the national anthem conversation came when Kaepernick took a knee in the NFL. And even before that, I was always kind of like, why do we do this? Like, why football? Why the national anthem? You know, sporting events? I don't know. But the tradition of playing the Star Spangled Banner at sporting events dates back to the 1918 World Series, when it was used to enliven a somber crowd in Chicago during World War I. It was played at other ballparks on special occasions for the next few decades. The NFL became the first league to require it be performed before every game around the end of World War II. Then other leagues soon followed, cementing a tradition that endures today. So I get it, but I don't think I'm going to say appropriate. Do you think it's appropriate to have the national anthem before sporting events?
I mean, I don't think it's necessary. I don't think it's like I feel that it's as appropriate as it is as inappropriate. Like, I think it's kind of relevant.
Relevant? How so?
No, I think it's kind of irrelevant. Like, it doesn't.
Oh, irrelevant. Okay.
It doesn't really matter whether they do or don't. You know, if it gives, like, the thing about sports is it's the classic battle, you know, like, but that one reminder kind of lets us all know in the stadium, we are one team, technically. You know what I mean? But if it's causing stress and tension, yeah, like, fuck it. I don't care. Like, it doesn't matter to me if it does or doesn't happen. I don't know anywhere else that it does happen. 4th of July fireworks show. Like, that's not the Pledge of Allegiance. So
yeah. And that's the other thing. Like, you're right. It doesn't happen anywhere else. And I can't think of any other thing. You don't go to like the movie theater, or you don't go to like a live performer, like a play, any other form of entertainment, a concert. They don't do that. It's just these sporting events.
Yeah.
And to me, the anthem, the salute to troops, you know, all these first responder, let's give them applause. I feel like it's just pandering. And when you're pandering, I feel like it belittles, and it's also condescending.
I don't like, I like the, so hockey games, everyone does like the one soldier, right? That gets to go out and they celebrate that one person at every sporting event, right? Don't they always have like a soldier in the beginning? I think that's cool. Like, I would love to celebrate that person, as long as, you know, there's something to celebrate about them. I'd hate to find out that they were a fucking serial rapist in the army. But, like, I think that is neat. And that is cool. And I know, again, I think this is something the internet affected, because I think it was more important in times when, like, a jet flying over the stadium wasn't so easy to Google. And I think that kind of created an energy for someone who might want to do that one day. And that's all rad, dude. Again, I'm kind of, like... not mixed, but I had too much cranberry sauce. I'm all cocked up on cranberry sauce because the doctor says I have bad insides, so I have to start trying to take care of myself or something. But this cranberry sauce is making me feel indifferent about this one topic.
Okay, well, your indifference is met by my absolute difference. I just, again, back to the pandering piece. Like you said, if you have just like a random service member, coming up, throwing out the first pitch, you know, that's cool, right? You know, because, you know, you want to respect them for their service. Sure. But if we're going to be doing that, why not extend that to like community members, you know, local food bank volunteers?
Oh, I support that.
You know, something that, you know, you had little Rebecca had a lemonade stand for her friend who had leukemia, you know, something like that. You know, like, why not extend that honor and recognition to other people? But when you zero in on a specific group because it's pro-America, I feel like you're just pandering, and then becomes a false flag situation.
I see what you're saying. I support that. And then I also had this other thought now. I don't think we're going to have like crowds in sports for a couple years.
Yeah.
So it's also, you know, like the experience of going to a concert or going to a sports event, the way that we knew it last year is fucking gone, bro.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? So what they should do is blow up one of those fucked up statues before every game. There you go.
Let's make amends with our past by destroying the statue.
At America's greatest sporting events.
Hey, we love explosions, right?
Yeah,
we
dude.
Love explosions. Just fucking blow up shit like that. That'd be great.
If the, say the Redskins or what's like Cleveland Indians, if they were to change their name, would you like, what kind of, like, not celebration, but what kind of like rollout would you expect or would you want or, you know, a reveal? Like, it should be a big deal, right? Like something we can all get behind.
Oh, they'll need to do that. I mean, just like any other way that you have like an expansion team with the NBA or NFL or anything like that. They always have some kind of rollout, a PR release and big old debut. And but they should.
But this should be big, like big enough for us all to experience. Because as a country, we kind of pushed forward this change together over the summer, you know?
Yeah.
What if they do it like a gender reveal and they just get a ball that has a name inside of it and then throw it and the guy hits it and explodes and it's like the DC brownish dark tan skins. What if they fuck it up and make it worse, dude? Come on, what do we expect, dude?
That's what they were saying. Like, oh, they're considering changing the name. Oh, they're considering to change it to DC Redskins.
Yeah, that's, I like that
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
if they change it to like Kung Flu? Like, yeah. Well, yeah, this is, we did the change during that era. Like, dude, you guys are just yeah. really.
Yeah. That,
you can't, you can't change the name to anything Motion has ever said because that's a bad move.
Yeah. If you're going to come out like a bang, you got to do it like Kanye. Wait till July 4th and make an announcement that's just going to make the internet blow up.
Is this dude an idiot or an idiot?
He's a fucking idiot. So here goes back to the conversation of, can you enjoy an artist's art without enjoying them as a person? I'm gonna say yes. I was playing some Kanye earlier today on my drive home, and I was like, "This is still a good song," but man, this guy's a fucking idiot.
Which one was it?
Oh, fuck.
Tell the truth. You're being ashamed.
No. Blood on the leaves. Blood on the leaves.
Oh, I don't know what song that is. Sorry.
That's from Yeezus. But it was a good song. I mean, I enjoy Kanye's music. I enjoy the creations that he's had. It's very artistic. I enjoy it. It's good stuff. But man, Kanye for president. Here's the funny thing. You know, 2016, 2017, I was like, hell yeah, Kanye is going to run for president. And he's going to just fucking tear Trump a new one. And now it's come to fruition in 2020. And was like, God damn it. No. No, Kanye.
Yeah. I think I was against that when you said it. So, all right. So many layers to this, right? We got to peel it back like an onion or a person's head or something.
Okay, start with Kanye's top layer with the okay. MAGA hat.
Well, number one to me is fucking Obama. You goddamn it, you cursed us. You fucking talk shit to Trump. Now we have him. And then you fucking talk shit to Kanye. And now we have to deal with him. Well, I want a list of everyone that Obama has talked shit about. And we need to start killing them now. Because they're going to fucking run for president over the next 20 years. And we have to deal with all these assholes. You remember that list in, what's the Adam Sandler movie where he goes back to school?
Oh, Billy Madison.
Billy Madison. Remember Steve Buscemi's list?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Obama, you need to start writing that fucking list right now, dude, because we can't deal with these scumbags. You remember,
talk shit about Kanye.
Well, the Trump thing was, I'm something you'll never be. That's president. Trump was like, touche.
Yeah,
next
yeah.
president. I forgot what Kanye said. But Obama called him like an asshole. He's like, yeah, that guy's an asshole.
Oh, he's not wrong.
Yeah, no, he's not wrong. He was wrong about the Trump thing.
Yeah. Okay, so next layer.
Okay, so one, does Kanye, he has come out against Trump.
Yes, he had an interview recently. He said he's no longer supporting Trump.
He has to fucking know that anybody who would vote for Kanye was going to vote for Biden. And he's only helping Trump.
Oh, yeah, he said he's aware of that. He said he's cool with that.
Okay, all right. So, and then he does some shit sometimes. He's relative to Trump in this sense. Pure idiocy, absolute dipshittery, but dumb luck. And then we'll retroactively claim, oh, this is part of the plan.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
No, it fucking wasn't. You snapped on TMZ. We all saw. That wasn't promo. Now, if he ever was going to run for presidency, like, he has publicly spoken, I'm not talking shit, and, you know, mental illness is serious to me and my family. But he's running against a couple of retards right now, and he himself isn't right. So
true.
You know what I mean? If he was running like people that had their bearings, they could say, like, dude, this guy's obviously have mental illness. You know, like, of all the things he can provide, one of the things he is responsible for is the red button. You want someone of sound peace of mind behind that red button. But look at our options, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
So I wonder, like, is he doing this to help Trump? And just acting, the front is that he isn't.
I think he's doing it twofold. One, to help Trump, and then two, to help himself.
So, but he is intentionally trying to help Trump, even though he said, you know, like, that he's not Trump anymore, not a Trumper.
I can't imagine how that conversation never took place. It must have been, you know, someone needs to come in and split the blue vote, have Kanye come out.
You know when you're saying something, like, honestly but jokingly to someone, and then they take it serious?
Yeah.
So this is a conversation that I could see where I couldn't tell you who was joking and who was serious. If Trump was joking, like, hey, you should run for president, you'll help me out. And then Kanye was like, I should run for president. Or if Kanye was like, what if I ran for president? Trump was like, I'll pay you to.
I think, like, they were just gaslighting you. It's like those two friends that they're like Beavis and Butthead. They just fucking gaslight each other. They think they're both hilarious.
And they're wealthy enough to do it.
Yeah, and then they actually just do shit because they think it's funny and because they can. But in actuality, they're the only two idiots in the room that think it's funny.
You would know better than me. What are the rules for running for president? I mean, I know you have to be born in America. I know you have to be of age. But, like, can he actually run for president right now?
Yeah.
See, he could just pay to put himself on the ballot.
Well, there are a number of states, and they all have their own unique deadlines to be put onto the presidential ballot. He's missed out on a number of those states' deadlines. So even if he does run and he does end up on the ballot in a number of states, he's still going to be missing out on other states that he's not on the ballot. So it doesn't, it's not feasible. It doesn't make sense. There's no pathway to victory unless he, like, landslides everybody. So technically he can. I mean, he's of age. You have to be at least 35. You have to be a natural born citizen. And there's another thing I forget, but it's very simple. I think I could run. Yeah. I could totally run right now. But yeah, it's not hard to run for president. Clearly.
No shit, right?
Clearly.
That's a barn! That was a grand slam, bro.
But yeah, I mean, he could run for president if he wants to, and if he is actually going to do it. Cool, man. No, fucking do it. But at the same time, what irks me is the devaluing of the office. I have respect for the office of the president. So that even though the Trump isn't the president, he is my president because I am a citizen of this country. I have a t-shirt that I bought right when President Trump got elected that says, not my president, and it's Trump. And someone said, like, you're a fucking idiot because Trump's your president. I'm like, you're not wrong. Fuck, you're right. And so I still have the shirt, but you know what? I acknowledge the fact that, yes, fucking Donald Trump is my president. Fuck, that even just hurts to say. But I respect the office to the point where if someone I dislike is in the office, I still respect the office. What I'm concerned about is that now that Trump has occupied the office, Kanye is looking to occupy the office, it devalues the office. And it no longer becomes what it should be in high regard and high esteem. That's what really fucking just pisses me off. It's like, just because you could run for president, because it's easy for anyone to run for president, yes, it's super easy to run, but it requires a very, very special, unique type of person to hold that office successfully.
But maybe that was just in a time and place. Like, these politicians are reflections of what we allow. You know what I mean? And
that's also true.
And we would, you know, people were adamant that Trump could never pull it off. I during the process was like, oh no, he could fucking really do this.
I never believed it in a million years. I did not see it. I did not believe it at all.
I feel how you felt about Kanye. You know, that it could never happen, but it's a reflection of the world around us right now, because maybe we're too fucking tolerant, you know, like maybe we need to tell someone, hey, you're being a fucking idiot. Google that. You know what I mean? Like, what's more fucking like, rash creating than, I just made it up right now, than when you see someone share something on social media that is entirely false and you're like, hey, did you fact check that? Because you can fact check with the very device that you use to fucking share it.
That's true.
You know, it's like, this is what we've built. Dude, we deserve this. We deserve what we have because we don't have expectations for our children, and our parents didn't have expectations for us. And of course, I'm not talking specific. I'm talking, you know, universally. And we don't have expectations for our fucking neighbors.
Yeah. And then this goes back to, you know, the monuments conversation we were just having and putting people on pedestals. You know, the American fascination with fame and celebrity is just fucking mind blowing. Absolutely mind blowing that we've allowed ourselves to get to this point where we've elected a reality TV star, failed businessman, to occupy the highest office in the land. It just fucking blows my mind. And to then examine, like, okay, now we've seen what that looks like. Now Kanye, who is also a very eccentric artist.
Personality,
who has zero public service experience or any public service desire. they just think that, oh, I'm just going to run a country. Okay. He's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And it's so insulting. And as an American who I love this country, it's insulting. It really is insulting. And then even more so when you have supporters who A, support it, not knowing the facts, or B, support it as a joke. The same people that wrote fucking Harambe in for a presidential election in 2016. And just like, fuck you, man. Like,
those are also there. I mean, that's, you know, far out and ridiculous. I agree with you in that sense, but that's also a reflection of somebody saying like, I don't have shit to vote for.
I also agree to that because
you know what I mean?
That's also kind of the position that you're in where you don't participate because there's no good choice, you know, fucking this poison or that poison. I totally get that. I totally respect that. And I think that adds to the conversation of we clearly need more options, more viable, competitive options. But when you have people who just don't take it seriously or just throw in the towel and refuse to participate in the dialogue or refuse to participate in the game that helps construct their community of which they live in, it's infuriating. It's infuriating as well as equally discouraging at the same time.
I agree. This country's going to hell in a handbag, man.
Speaking of which, yeah, kids are going back to school. How do you guys feel about that?
Are they?
It looks like it.
I don't, dude. Fuck, man. We all need to agree we don't know shit. You know what I mean? I don't know, dude. I don't know. Out here, the districts have a lot of different options. One is stay at home. The other is like go to school 1 week and then take 2 weeks off in case you contracted it. So like your kid will be going 2 weeks of a month, but it'd be like first and fourth and then third and, you know,
as a parent, how do you feel being told your kids are going to go to school? They may or may not contract this virus. Cause remember, they're kids, they're dirty. They don't have great hygiene. They socialize a lot in fashions that, you know, a lot of people would be like, you probably shouldn't do that. But, you know,
well, and then, on top of it, they're not going to show symptoms. They're not going to get sick. They're not going to be affected, but it's going to level families, you know.
Well, some of them might get sick. Some might get sick. Again, we don't know the full extent. And that's what concerns me. As a parent, I don't know if I'm susceptible in a way that I'm going to get really fucking sick and or die. And I don't know if that could happen to my immediate family, to my son. And because I don't know, that was what terrifies me, is that we don't know yet. At the same time, government officials are trying to make moves that puts us at risk. That is what deeply, deeply disturbs me.
You know, and some of the things that scare me is there's families that can't afford air conditioning. And while the kids are at school, the parents are at work or, you know, whatever it is, the food cards, the lunch, there's a lot of aspects to consider in children not being at school. But I don't think that anyone's going to be willing to take the political risk to be in a position to force anyone to go anywhere. I think the option to will be provided. There's some pretty solid teachers contracts that these districts are going to have to honor.
Yeah.
You know, so you're going to have to put people to work. You can't have them going home to home. And I'm also conflicted because I'm not a good teacher for my children. Like I'm not, I don't have the patience to sit down and teach them math. I could probably teach them the shit out of some history, but like they will not leave my house college prepped.
Right.
And college has been an understanding in my family since these children were born. So I don't know, dude, that I'm at a place where I'm totally accepting the fact that nothing's going to be the fucking same probably for a long, long time.
Very good possibility. Very good possibility. All right, man, we got a few more minutes left, but I wanted to wrap it up. You want to go deep? You want to go to be or not to be, or do you want to go into, you know, what's?
Let's save the deep for when we got time, and let's go to be or not to be.
Okay.
I'm ready. Throw it at me.
All right. To be or not to be. Turn signals. Are they an indicator or a request?
They're a fucking to be. An indicator. Use them. Okay. If I'm on a street where people are going kind of fast and it's one lane and the person in front of me turns theirs on, the person behind me doesn't know that. I'll fucking turn mine on so that they think I'm turning.
I've done that before. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, man. It's etiquette. It's manners. It's the law. Not that I really, that's the least on the list of what I give a shit about. But yeah, no, man, just use your fucking blinkers.
Maybe we hit a chord, huh? but here's the thing. I wanted to go a little bit further on.
All right, let's go.
Yes, I agree with you. Absolutely. Always use your fucking turn signals. Please, for the love of fucking God, use your fucking turn signals. But when you use your turn signal, are you utilizing it as a request to the driver behind you to allow you in? Or are you telling them, look, bitch, I'm coming into your lane. You better fucking slow down because I'm coming.
Is now, it a see, request
or an indicator?
That is completely tied to your personality. Me, 10 years ago, that was a, hey, I'm doing this. This is your heads up. Now, it's a request. I take the attitude of when I'm driving, like, that I'm going to go my way, but I don't mind making minor adjustments, especially for assholes to get where the fuck they want to get. Like, go, whatever. I'm done with, I did those years of chasing cars down or not letting people yield. You know, like, but yeah, also, if you want to use it as your, hey, I'm an asshole indicator, be prepared for the consequences.
Yeah, when I drove a shitty car, and there was a good time in my life where I just jumped from Craigslist car to Craigslist car to Craigslist car.
I'm still doing that, BT Dubs.
Hey, it's all good. And when I did that, I knew that my car was not that great, and I knew that the person next to me probably valued their car that they have a lease on more than my $600 Craigslist car. So if I'm coming into your lane, you're probably going to hit the brakes. I'm pretty sure you're going to hit the brakes and let me in.
I take that approach at parking lots for people who park too close.
Yeah.
Like if they park right up on my door, I'll open my door like kind of hard and be like, oops.
Yeah. Okay. To be or not to be, to be. Turn signals. Use them. And they're pretty much an indicator of we're coming.
Yeah. I even put my hazards if traffic like slams on the brakes in front of me.
Oh, I've done that too.
I'll throw my hazards on so people go, oh, something's wrong with this guy's car. And then they look at the track like, oh, no, he was just being a sweetheart.
Yeah, no, I do that same thing because I'm like, hey, man, some shit's going down. Hazards up.
Hey, we got 1 minute, but they arrested Ghislaine Maxwell.
Who's Ghislaine? Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm really sad to hear that she's going to die sometime soon.
Self-inflicted COVID, I heard.
Yeah, yeah, self-inflicted COVID.
Tell them the outro!
I'm looking forward to see how that plays out, man. I wonder if she's actually going to magically die. Or she's going to name names. I'm really looking forward to this.
I don't know, man, but I'm all jacked up on cranberry sauce.
As always, I want to thank you guys for joining us here in Pound Town. But before we go, we want to remind you to subscribe and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to help the show grow. Get in on the conversations by liking our Facebook page and following us on Instagram at Social Nuisance Podcast. And if you really support all that we do, drop a dollar in the Venmo at Social Nuisance. And lastly, don't forget there is power in numbers, and together we can be a nuisance towards the betterment of humanity. My name's Imagine, and that's the Main Man Motion. We'll see you.
Hurry some calm, there's only 10 seconds left! I love you!